Brothers and sisters, this is Reverend Michael Flegler, and this is the Hoolies Hoolie. These brothers be good.
Welcome everybody to the Hoolies Hoolie. We're live at Goldie's on 1240 AM WSBC.
It's Saturday night.
It is Saturday night on the radio. It's Thursday night here at Goldie's. This is going to be sort of a St. Patrick's Day episode of sorts.
Absolutely.
I want to thank Mike Sullen of Goldie Burgers. Thank you, Mike, for providing the hospitality. Shout out to Una Casey from County Tyrone. We got a pretty good house here tonight. How about a round of applause for everybody? Yeah.
So, are you ready for this weekend, or are you just burnt out from last weekend?
I'm burnt out from when I was a senior in college from St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this was like Christmas when you were like 18 years old.
I know.
I'm pumped for it. I guess I've worked in the bar industry too long to get pumped for it, you know. I was talking to Dad today about, you know, favorite St. Patrick's Day memories.
Right.
One of the first ones I have is being at the parade when we were kids in New York City. We lived in New York City when we were kids in Hell's Kitchen. I'll never forget, right. There was a guy who was standing next to Dad in the parade, and he had a six-pack of bottled beer.
Yeah.
And he like bumped into somebody, and the bottles all smashed on the ground, and he was half-loaded, and he just looked at Dad, and he goes, should have bought cans.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think that'll be my tagline for the night. Anytime a joke doesn't go over, I'll just go, should have bought cans.
Should have bought cans. Well, there were a lot of those characters, I think, on Madison Street in Forest Park last Saturday night.
Yep. I just had Kelly Nagel, one of our friends, is in the audience tonight. She said, hi, Kelly. She said, how come you didn't come out to the parade? And my wife was working at O'Sullivan's here in Forest Park, and I couldn't put the baby Bjorn on and have a five-month-year-old kid and a five-year-old walking around that parade. The problem is I know everybody at that parade, you know?
Right.
And everyone would be loading, hey, let me hold your kid, man. Let me see your kid. You know?
Yeah.
It's not a Cabbage Patch toy here.
Yeah.
I heard by the end of the day that people were just standing in vomit and loving every minute of it. You know?
I guess so, yeah. I went to, I got out a little bit later. I didn't go to the parade, but I went to go see what the what was going on this trip. I lasted maybe 2 hours.
Right. And so for all of our listeners, today would have been the downtown parade.
Which
is the big deal. Southside Parade is kind of another big deal, too, now. They canceled that for a number of years.
And now it's back, yeah.
Now it's back. Forest Park kind of filled the shoes on that while it was gone. And,
sure did.
Now it's back, and now it's just complete mayhem all over the city. There's a Northwest Side Parade. There's a Southside Parade. There's a downtown parade.
Right. You got the Elmhurst Parade. I think Naperville does a parade. So it's a big deal here in the state of Illinois.
What is your favorite St. Patrick's Day memory? I remember we had a bullhorn freshman year at Marquette.
I think that's one. I can remember that. I went up to school. I had a bullhorn, and we started the party. I think at 6 o'clock in the morning we started.
Yeah,
and
when the bars would open.
Right. So we had everybody in our dorm, and we had a triple. I had two other roommates, and we got a little out of control yelling at people on that bullhorn. I remember I'm lucky the cops never came up there and took that away from us. But
no,
after, you know what, we had been playing with it for like 3 days earlier, just secretly yelling out the window to people.
Yeah, they couldn't figure out who was yelling at them.
And then by St. Patrick's Day, everybody had their hands on it, so it was kind of a dead giveaway that we were the guys on the fifth floor with it. But, yeah, I remember that.
That was a day, like, everyone ditched school. I wonder if people still ditch school on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it's a perfect day to do so, right? What do you think?
I would think so, but I think it's in high school, it's a dead giveaway. It's like, you know what I remember? Do you remember being when we were, like, I think it was senior year of high school, or maybe junior year it might have been, we went down to the downtown parade,
mm-hmm.
and it was like me, you, and Vernon, and Miller, maybe, and a bunch
of
that. And we got served.
Yeah.
And we went in.
We went to a German bar.
It wasn't even like a German. It was like they were like Eastern European.
Yeah.
And it was a dump off of State Street when the parade was on Dearborn. And we got served in there, and nobody had IDs. I was amazed that they didn't curse. Then we went to Hooters.
Yeah.
And got served there, the one on Ohio. So I always remember that one of my first places I ever was served was at a Hooters. Kind of a weird thing on St. Patrick's Day, but that was...
I have a fond memory of St. Patrick's Day at the downtown parade when Dad had a float.
Oh, yeah. I remember
He got a float one year, and he was doing a one-man show called Going East on Ashland. Some people on the South Side and in Chicagoland might remember that. That was a little cult hit. And he had a float that said going east on Ashland, and it had like an arc going over it that said going east. But then on the arc, it was a rainbow.
No, that wasn't for East Ashland. It was for Mickey Finn. Oh, no. Was it for Mickey Finn or was
one of the two. Okay. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that Matt... What does matter is that Mancow and his buddy Turd, who was like the guy who answered the phone on the Mancow radio show, were in the float behind us.
Right.
And because we had a rainbow on our float, it was just me, you, and Dad, they just kept chanting gay pride at us the whole day.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were like, what? And it took a while for us to figure it out.
Yeah. And
we're like,
we
what
like,
are they talking about? We're like,
yeah, they're
oh,
like, gay
wait,
pride, gay pride. I'm rainbow. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, it's the rainbow. You know, I said, hey, Dad, next year go with Kelly Green, please. What happened here?
Yeah, I remember. I wonder if he ever contact the Plumbers Union and say, "Don't ever send me a float with a rainbow."
Not that there's anything bad. To,
not
you
that
know,
there's anything wrong with that.
You know, there's a Seinfeld episode about that.
Yeah. Just on St. Patrick's Day, it's kind of hard.
Especially if, when you're a 14-year-old kid, you know, and you can't run from that kind of thing. But we did embrace it at the end of the day, and hey, man, we had a lot of fans at the parade too because of that.
Sure.
You're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. We're on 1240 AM WSBC. We have a couple guests tonight. Well, one is Maui Jones, our good friend Maui Jones. He's here. He's going to be promoting his new game show. He does a live game show from several bars, and he's going to show us how it all works and perhaps get a little bit of audience participation. And we'll meet Maui Jones after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200, and tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
And we're back. This is the Hoolies Hoolie, 1240 AM WSBC. We're live at Goldie's. How about it, Goldie's?
That's right, Goldie Burgers. Never had a bad one.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody listening.
That's right.
This is sort of our St. Patrick's Day episode. Nothing like having a St. Patrick's Day episode to have the first black guest we've ever had on the show.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Hoolies Hoolie, Maui Jones. Hi, Maui.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, I know you, Maui, because I've been tending bar for a number of years at Kevel's, and you are the sort of Zen master of karaoke in the western suburbs. And you're hell of an MC and host, and now you have parlayed that into a live game show.
Yeah.
Where you are the host, and you go into a bar, and you put the game show on, and it's turned into quite a hit. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did our debut show in February 6th. We did our debut show, packed the place. It was great.
Where did you guys do it out of?
Oh, we did it out of Kevel's.
Okay.
First one was at Kevel's. The next one, I believe, will be at Friendly Tap.
Okay.
We got a Friendly Tap show coming up and a show at Chalk coming up.
Friendly Tap is in Berwyn.
Chalk on Madison in Forest Park. The Friendly show will be weekend of April 24th. It's going to be a nerd-themed one because the comic convention will be in town.
Comic-Con. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So
You're up to date on your nerd culture.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Slightly, that's an understatement. I'm pretty big into it.
Yes, you are. I've known that from hanging around trivia night at other bars where it's like, you know, what's Yoda's father's name? Ding.
I have no idea. That's the one I don't know. I also run a trivia league. Kind of the game show idea spun out of that.
Now, talk more about how it works. How does it work?
Well, we have a live band called the Trivia Knights.
Okay.
And the game show is called Quiz Quest.
Okay.
All right. So it's Quiz Quest and the Trivia Knights. And the band will start off with an opening set while everybody comes in and pays their ticket and get their contestant cards. We pick them at random. So we'll pick three people to come up for the first game.
Right.
They play the game. The band comes up. They do another set. They do all rock covers. They're really, really talented. Great group.
And who's the band? Yeah.
Trivia Nights comprised of Laura Lepardo. Yeah, you guys know her.
Yeah.
You have Steve LaPointe, Robert Taylor, Kurt Trussner, and Andy Taylor.
Okay. And the Irish guys.
Yeah. I'm the only black guy there. I'm the only chip in the cookie. Often.
Do you have any memorable? Lovely.
Yeah.
Do you have any memorable St. Patrick's Day stories?
Well, you know, as a proud Irish African American, I have many. No. a few. I mean, when I was a kid for St. Patrick's Day, we would watch The Quiet Man.
Oh, right on. Yeah. John Ford. Doing it
Man.
Right.
John Ford
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah, for The Quiet Man. And round of applause there.
Yeah, so either that or Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Oh, another great one.
So, I was raised on the classics. I was raised on John Ford movies. And I actually am a huge fan of, like, Irish culture and mythology, too. So
very cool.
Being a nerd, you know, all the mythologies, really, you know, I'd really dig them. So.
Leprechauns are geeky.
But, a good memory of St. Patrick's Day, probably just since I started working at Kevel's, which is an Irish pub.
Sure.
7228 Circle Avenue.
Yeah.
doing that, you know, and meeting very interesting characters there.
Absolutely.
You know, the best memories I have are just like the friendship that I've forged there and the camaraderie of it all. I was very nervous, actually, your guest last week.
Yes.
Roxy Swain.
Yep.
They're the ones that actually got me working at Kevel's.
Oh, cool.
And I was kind of nervous to work in an Irish pub.
yeah.
I was like, you sure that, you know, I'm the guy they want there?
Yeah.
But I was amazed. I feel like I'm Irish by adoption.
Good. The Irish are very welcoming people.
Yes, very much so.
So thank you for saying that, Maui.
No problem.
Now, I don't know how we want to do this. We're going to play the game tonight in the bar. And how are we going to do this?
Well, I was thinking that the two of you would play.
Okay.
And we'll need one more person to play if your other guest
is. Do I have a volunteer
here
from the audience who would like to play game show tonight?
We got Wilkie in the back. We got a couple of my regulars right here. So your choice. Your choice. You're the host.
Well, all right. I don't see
Pat,
anybody.
I'll let you pick.
We'll play with Eric can play.
Eric's going to play.
He put his hand up.
All right,
hand of applause for Eric. He's going to play with us.
So you guys will each pick somebody to play for.
All right.
And whoever wins, that person will get the prize. The person out in the audience will get the
prize.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Cool. I have two movie tickets to the Cinemark, good for any movie.
Oh, nice.
To give out to whoever you win for, whoever you're proxying.
All right, excellent. Now, here's what I'm going to do to stretch the show out just a little bit. I'm going to play a song now.
Okay.
And then when we come back from the break, we will start the game. Is that
all right?
Cool?
Yeah. Now, take that time to pick your people.
I'm going to play a song by a group called Black 47 because I listen to a lot
you
of
know
them.
What? Actually, Black 47. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day memories, and you're talking about Black 47, I got my ID torn in half.
So did I at the House of Blues.
At the House of Blues, and for their St. Patrick's Day show when I was 20. So
right.
There's a St. Patrick's Day memory, not a pleasant one, but
yeah.
All right. It's okay. I went to Marquette and made a brand new one in about 3 days later.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So this is Funky Kaylee by Black 47.
Or hit your arse on the way out. Diddly 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 dee. I was born to play the funky killy. Overseas, far away, off to America. Diddly 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 dee, where the wild wild women are waiting for me. Look at me, Friday, whenever you see me there on your end.
time she said I got news of me on a score. I'm 2 months late, it's not with the rent. She said I'd have to be telling her dad. So we drove the Morris Minor to Cork. The ambulance said you got two choices, castration or a one-way ticket to New York. Oh, Bridie, what can I do, girl?
Your perfect act of contrition for the weekend. Two hit shows at the Royal George Theater. Late Night Catechism, now in its 22nd year, plays 5 p.m. Saturdays and 2 p.m. Sundays. And Bible Bingo, now in its second year, plays Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. You can save your immortal soul and play bingo. Late Night Catechism is one of the longest-running shows in theatrical history. It's Loretta Young meets Carol Burnett. The New York Times says it's hilarious, well-written, and inspired. Let Sister take you back to Latin Mass, Meatless Fridays, and the good old ruler across the knuckles. The Catholic Explorer calls it a habit-forming hoot. Bible Bingo is so much fun, you'll have to confess it. Vicky Quadi, creator of the hit comedy Late Night Catechism, brings to life a new comedy about fundraising and bingo. Mrs. Mary Margaret O'Brien runs the bingo night of Bible trivia, audience interaction, and the funniest Holy Family quiz show you've ever seen. Add to that a box of wacky party prizes, fun bingo cards, and a ton of Catholic humor, and you'll be laughing so hard you'll have to be careful watching your bingo cards. It's more fun than Sodom and Gomorrah. Tickets are $30 for each show, but if you mention the code word Irish, you get your tickets for half price. Such a deal for just being Irish. Call the Royal George Theater at 312-988-9000. It's on the north side at 1641 North Halston. Tell them you're Irish and get half price tickets. 312-988-9000. Late Night Catechism and Bible Bingo at the Royal George Theater this weekend and every weekend. 312-988-9000. Don't miss it.
And we're live at Goldie's, 1240 AM, WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Pat.
All right, now.
We got a good crowd tonight.
We have our guest, Maui Jones, with us, and he is going to demonstrate how we play his new game show. Name of the show again, Maui?
Name of the show is Quiz Quest.
Quiz Quest.
Quiz Quest. Where can our listeners find more about Quiz Quest?
You can find us on Facebook. Quiz Quest and the Trivia Nights is the name of the Facebook page. You can find all our upcoming events and photos and whatnot there.
All right, okay. Excellent. Now, you have chosen our friend Eric out of the audience. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Welcome to the Hooli's Hooli. You'll be playing with us tonight, and we've all decided to play for someone in the audience tonight.
Right. So who are you playing for? Bill?
I am going to play for Kelly Nagel. She's in the audience tonight.
Give it up for Kelly Nagel.
For Kelly Nagel. I have decided to play for Una Casey, our bartender tonight.
Ooh, Una. Yeah. And Eric, who are you playing for?
I'm going to play for Shannon Kono.
Okay, cool. And Maui, who do you play for?
I play for nobody. I play for myself.
Okay.
So
that could have been phrased differently.
So how does this work now? Is it us against each other, or are we against you too? I mean, do you play?
No, you're not against me. You're against each other. First person to buzz in. When I start reading the question, you'll see this light turn on as soon as I start reading it.
Okay. Yeah.
When it's on, that gives you the opportunity to buzz in. So as soon as you know the answer, you buzz in. If you buzz in before I finish the question, I'm going to stop reading, and you're just going to have to guess.
Okay.
Right?
Hey, Billy, do we have any like game show music? Maybe,
yeah, you can give me some game show music.
Some little sound background.
Little Jeopardy, maybe.
Like, do.
We have the licensing for that?
Yes, we do.
Oh, there we go.
All right, guys. You guys ready to hear some Quiz Quest?
All right, here we go.
All right.
Okay.
This is Irish-themed.
This is Irish-themed. Irish-themed. I'm just the person to do that. All right, here we go. Give me the longest river in Ireland. All right, Bill.
The Shannon?
The Shannon is correct.
Ooh.
For the man. Point for the man. All right, here we go. Give me the writer of Ulysses. Eric.
James Joyce.
James Joyce is correct. Oh, yeah. All right.
1-1.
1-1.
This is like the Jimmy Fallon show all of a sudden. All right, go on.
All right. What is the capital city of Ireland?
Ooh.
Capital city.
I should know this too.
And we got three Irish people here. Eric.
Dublin.
Dublin is correct.
Dublin's the capital.
I don't know. You know what you think? I'm an Irish American. Remember that.
Eric's got two points. Patty's yet to get on the board.
Yeah.
We can't lose this.
What do we plan to? What number are we planning to?
We'll do. We've done what, three so far? We'll do seven more.
Okay, that's all right.
All right, here we go. Give me the name of the Wailing Woman of Irish mythology. Eric.
The Banshee?
The Banshee is correct.
Oh, boy.
Screaming Banshees? Susie Sue?
I would have never gotten that.
All right. What is the best-selling Irish beer? Bill?
Guinness?
Guinness is correct.
Oh. I was going to say Budweiser.
True, when we were over there in Ireland, that's what they I felt like more people drank Bud.
They're like, Budweiser's good.
Yeah.
All right. Give me the best-selling Irish whiskey. Oh, Patty.
Jameson
with authority.
Whoa, I'm on the board.
You're on the board. Give it up for him. He's on the board, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, where are we now? What are we at here? Is it 2-2-1?
Yeah. 3-2-1.
Ooh, contact. All right. We got a stretch. All right.
So we got four more questions. Here we go. Give me the Irish language name for Ireland. The Irish language name. Bill?
Ear?
Yes, ear is correct.
Thank you.
All right, 3-3-1. Three questions left. All right. Give me the name of an Irish city and a type of poem. Eric?
Limerick.
Limerick is correct.
You guys are quick on the Jeopardy.
Three left.
Yeah.
All right. What was the
crop? Sorry to interrupt you, Pat. I think you've almost officially been eliminated.
Yeah, I have.
I think he has to get every single one right from here. Now I got three left. All right. So get quick on the trigger.
All right.
Give me the name of the crop that failed from 1845 to Bill.
The potato famine.
The potato famine, baby. Potatoes. All right. let's see. That's what? Two questions left. Here we go. The best-selling Irish band of all time. Bill.
U2
is correct. He's pulled into the lead.
I just got the lead. Come on, for the win.
For the win.
Jeopardy music, Bill, please, if you could cue it up.
Yeah, give us something intense. There we go.
Here it is.
All right. Give me the name of the stone that tourists kissed.
Bill. Is the Blarney Stone?
The Blarney Stone is correct. He took it down. So who won that? Who'd you win for?
I won for Kelly Nagel.
Kelly Nagel, come up and get some tickets.
Now, for our listening audience, if you could see what was actually going on here, there are buzzers in our hands, and there's little lights that light up. That's part of the fun of it.
It's a throwback to the old, old game shows. I put it together to be kind of a homage to like Jeopardy and Press Your Luck and things like that. You
sure,
know?
Sure.
Yeah, there's quiz also class. A physical challenge that we usually do at one point of the night. We have a special like minute to win it round.
Yeah.
Things like that too.
All right, well, Maui Jones, Eric, thank you for playing.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on. Yeah, we appreciate it. Good sportsmanship.
You're going to stick around for a little while, right?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
I might pepper you for a couple more trivia questions throughout the show.
Sure.
And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And be we'll be back soon.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
And we're live at Goldie's. Welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM WSBC. It's Saturday night. I want to wish everybody listening tonight a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Be safe out there. No drinking and driving.
Yep. It is the 15th of March. Actually, you know what? The 15th
is the
Sunday.
It's the 14th.
It's my wedding anniversary, to tell you the truth.
Is it?
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
14th of my... Yep. My wedding anniversary is the 14th. My wife's birthday is the 13th, so that's tomorrow. So happy birthday, Haley. I love you.
Yeah.
And then Sunday... is our birthday.
Our birthday, yeah. March 15th, the Ides of March.
Beware of the Ides of March. Funny how we did that, didn't we? Yeah. Let's have our birthday, and then we're going to get married, and then it's going to be your birthday.
And then St. Patrick's Day on
and
Tuesday.
Then St. Patrick's Day, which
talk
means...
about packing a punch in a week, huh?
It's like, we're going to get drunk this week for the rest of our lives. We'll have an excuse to do so.
Yeah.
So it's usually a very tiring week for me, and celebratory as well.
Absolutely. Any big plans for the old anniversary?
Nothing yet. We're kind of, you know, I'm scheduled to work, but I think we're going to go out after I work.
Okay.
Yeah, at about 10 p.m. I don't know what we'll do, but I'm sure plenty of alcohol and food will be involved.
Yeah.
You know, we used to go to Gene and Giorgetti on our anniversary. We had our wedding reception at Gene and Giorgetti.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Michelle DiPretti, who runs Gene and Giorgetti. It's a wonderful place.
Absolutely.
Check that out. It's not an Irish place, but I don't care. It's a fantastic place. Now, I was talking about Black 47 earlier because that was like the first kind of Irish rock group that wasn't U2.
Yeah.
That I got interested in college. So,
Larry Kerwin and the boys.
Yeah,
right?
Larry Kerwin, New York band. A lot of these songs I'm playing tonight are off of their Fire of Freedom album that came out in 1993.
I know.
It seems like ages ago. Yeah. But I'm about to play another one of those. And this song is called 40 Shades of Blue.
It's the prequel to 50 Shades of Grey.
It's the prequel to 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think of the green fields of Ireland and you feel 40 shades of blue. You're back on the drinks in September, and your head feels like a sieve. And you know that you're going from bad to worse, but you just don't give it. And the hymns from the Saudi army sound heavenly and true. Then you think of your friends and your family, and you feel 40 shades of blue. A great future behind you, but you're going nowhere fast. Just up and down the Bowery, from Canal Street to All St. Mark's. And you wonder what she's up to now. Did she really find somebody new? Oh, how the hell could she just walk out like that? Always in the cards. His work is for idiots, and you love the smell of bars. And the letters that you sent back home were full of all the things you've done, but they don't say you're down there on Bleecker Street with your hand out on the bomb. The dawn's coming up on the Bowery, and your heart's sick and soaking wet, with your tongue hanging out for some Irish rose. You sell your soul for a cigarette, and someday I'm gonna give up this drinking. Maybe someday I'll win the lottery too. Then I'll go back home to old Wexford town. I'll paint her 40 shades of blue.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 23 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 708-436-0011 or visit them online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
And we're back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM WSBC. We're live at Goldie Burgers. Want to thank everybody that came out to Goldie Burgers tonight to see us. Special round of applause for them. Golf clap.
Golf clapping it. Golf clapping it. Thanks to everyone. Absolutely. Good crowd.
It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. I want to, you know, tell everybody to drive safe tonight on Saturday night after parade day. You have any special plans for parade day, Bill?
No.
Nothing? You don't go to the parade anymore?
No, I haven't done that in a while. The last time I went to the parade was the Southside Irish Parade, and then that was the year before they
canceled it.
I think, was it a two-year hiatus or a one-year hiatus?
Yeah, 2 years.
That was the last time I was at any of the parades, but you don't need to go to the parade to enjoy St. Patrick's Day.
No, you can sit at home and listen to us banter.
Or, you know, sit at home, pour yourself a nice glass of whiskey or have a beer or whatever, throw on the Quiet Man and relax, fall asleep, and wake up the next day without a hangover.
I have Bill Funky's in the room, everybody. Hi, Bill. Thanks for giving us the finger. That's always nice. Bill, you just mentioned to me that you said that Robert Downey Jr. did something kind of cool.
And yeah, you know, I mean,
he's an Irishman, so we'll give him props.
So he was on, like, apparently, you know, he's obviously known as Iron Man in the comic world, right?
Yeah, the actor.
And, you know, I saw a link on Facebook today of a video of him helping a young kid who was born with a partial arm.
Right.
And there was a student at the University of South Florida, and he has been developing software and building these actual arms, these bionic arms for these kids.
Yeah.
And he designed one specifically to look like the Iron Man one. And it's pretty awesome. And it's real and it works. And Robert Downey Jr. met the kid at a hotel room. The kid didn't know it. And he obviously played himself Tony. He was Tony Stark.
Yeah.
You know, that's how the kid. And they both put on their, you know, he put on his arm too. Very cool. So I got to, you know, that kind of touched the heart a little bit. So yeah.
You know what?
A few of the guys do that, though.
Nobody's made a better Hollywood comeback than Robert Downey Jr.
No, not at all. I mean, he was for so long, you know, kind of blackballed out of roles and whatnot, and it's great the reemergence he's done.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the Marvel guys do that, like Chris Pratt and
Does he Thor?
Chris Pratt, Star-Lord. From Guardians of the Galaxy. But Chris Pratt and Chris Evans, who is Captain America, they both went to a children's hospital, did a special appearance. They
very
had a
cool
bet for the Super Bowl and did a lot of really cool stuff for the kids. So.
That's very awesome. Cool.
Do you think the little guy from Darby O'Gill and the Little People, the King, would ever show up at a hospital and just offer some brews to people?
Probably. Yeah. Just pass it around like, hey, drinks for everybody.
Yeah.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone drinks.
Yeah. You know,
you know what you just got me thinking about? You're talking about the beer. This is the green beer.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
I can't stand the green beer either. We didn't have it at my pub, the one that I work at.
Have it at another establishment.
Goldie's doesn't have it either. We don't have it here at Goldie's.
No, is that just beer that with green dye and that's it?
Yeah. Do you know what it does to you?
No.
Just think about it. Just think about
like
it.
Like asparagus?
Like asparagus. No. Like worse.
Worse?
Yes. And not only that, but it turns your mouth green and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks ridiculous.
Should have bought cans.
Should have bought cans, man.
Should have bought cans.
Yeah, green beer. I haven't had it in a long time. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people serving that today.
Yeah. Maui, are you doing karaoke this weekend?
I do karaoke.
Saturday night, every Tuesday,
and every Saturday
at Kevels. So technically, you'll be at Kevels tonight doing karaoke.
Every Tuesday, every Saturday at Kevels, 7228 Circle Avenue.
Will there be some will there be Irish music for people to sing this year?
Yeah, I have a ton of Irish music.
All right, good.
You know, I got the Unicorn Song, you know, Danny Boy. I got the Pogues, you know, whatever Irish band or the Dubliners, I got it all.
That's a rough day for karaoke, I would imagine.
No, I personally love Irish music.
Yeah,
I love Irish music. I love the sound of it.
But I'm just talking about dealing with the people that are fighting.
Dealing with
over
the people
the mic.
Is awful. It's like dental surgery.
Oh, bad.
So I mean, that's not fun.
It's like, hey, I'm up next. Why is it
his turn?
Yeah.
When is it my turn?
I don't do that accent.
I put my thing in before him.
That's pretty funny. All right, well, we're here with Maui Jones, my brother.
Am I your brother?
Yeah, you're my brother.
You meant your brother?
Brother from another mother.
I did karaoke last year.
You did?
Butchered it.
Yeah, you've butchered just about every karaoke experience you've ever had in front of me.
I wish I could sing, but I mean, it's... I think when I'm up there, I imagine myself as a fantastic performer. But
Frank Patterson.
Yeah, like I'm the West Side's version of Frank Patterson.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get a recording of Patty here singing "Would You Eyes Without a Face."
Some Billy Idol.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that one, though.
He's not the best singer, but he has great stage presence.
Performance. Yeah, he sells it. I've seen him do Flesh for Fantasy.
He does Flesh for Fantasy, yeah. Flesh! He does a really good job with that one. Yeah.
That's a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Rock the Cradle of Love.
Yeah.
All Idol, huh?
All Idol.
He does a lot of Idol. You did Fairytale of New York.
I butchered it.
You butchered it.
Just terrible.
I sang it better than him. I do Irish songs better than these Irish boys.
Butchered it. I think, but Fairytale of New York, well, yeah, I killed it. I don't even want to get into that discussion. There were some, I think I remember you turned to me and you were like, that was the worst performance of karaoke I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was. And then I think Rich Wilkie, who's here in the audience tonight, came and saved you on that song.
He did.
Well, no, see, Bridget was supposed to be, she was supposed to play the, what's her name?
The Christy McCall part.
And then she wouldn't do it. She wimped out.
Yeah, but then I ended up doing it.
Yeah.
So. All right, now I'm going to play another song. And this one's called James Connolly, and we all know who he is.
Sure.
If you're a friend of Irish freedom. And this is by Black 47, and this is James Connolly.
family. I don't want to die. We've got so much to live for. And I know we're gonna have to get slaughtered, but I just can't take anymore. Just the sight of one more child screaming from hunger in a Dublin slum, or his mother slaving 14 hours a day for the scum who exploit her and take her youth and throw it on a factory floor. Oh Lily, I just can't take anymore. They've locked us out, they've banned our unions, they even treat their animals better than us. Oh no, it's far better to die like a man on your feet and to live forever like some slave on your knees, Lily. Don't let them wrap any green flag around me. And for God's sake, don't let them bury me in some field full of hogs and shamrocks. And whatever you do, don't let them make a martyr out of me. Oh no, rather raise a starry flower on high. Sing a song of freedom. Here's to you, Lily, the rights of man. An international revolution. I'm here to die, but to fight for the rights of the working man, the small farmer too, protect the proletariat from the bosses and their screws. So hold on to your rifles, boys, don't give up your dreams. Of a republic for the working class, economic liberty.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Welcome back to Goldie Burgers Live. It's the Hooli's Hooli, 1240 a.m. It's Saturday night in Chicagoland. Thank you for listening, Bill.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Yep.
How about a round of applause for our bartender, Una Casey, if she's here?
She's
make sure to tip your bartender, everybody.
Always pumping it. Crowd was increased. And I see, you know, Ed Lee's in the audience tonight with his,
Shout out to his girlfriend, Ed Lee.
Sarah Jones, so we'll say hello to them.
He just
mentioned us on Facebook, so I got to throw the shout out. There he is. Ed, thanks for checking to see what this is all about. Hope to see you again. You know, everybody always talks about the luck of the Irish.
Right.
Right. I want to talk about the unluck of the Irish sometimes.
Yes. Because
okay? It does exist. And hold on, I'm getting looking at Billy. People are saying they can't hear us. I don't know. But speaking of the unluck of the Irish,
right?
I don't know if you saw this, but it was on Yahoo, I think, last week, and I didn't get really a chance to mention about it. Did you see the story on the guy outside the bar in Ireland? Uh-huh. They had him on camera, and he was trying to break into a car, right?
Right.
And he was trying to, like, jar the door, and he was banging on it, and he was trying to pick the lock and everything. So finally, he gets the brilliant idea of, he says, screw it, I'm just going to throw a brick through the window of the car to get into it.
All right.
He throws the brick, and it goes off the window glass, doesn't break it, and hits him in the face and knocks him out cold. So could you imagine that? I mean, and you can watch the video. It went viral. It was all over. So there is that's the unluck of the Irish. And in other things, you know, speaking of the unluck of the Irish,
right?
You know, I'm looking on, I was on Facebook, I Googled this, and it came up on Barstool Sports, which is a website that kind of caters around the Chicagoland community.
Mm-hmm.
And they had last year's police blotter of Wrigleyville on parade day.
Yeah.
And there is some pretty funny stuff in here. Girl-on-girl fighting. You know, what else did they have in here? They had a 19-year-old man huffing cans of computer duster inside the McDonald's at Lincoln and Halstead. over on the 3300 block of Marshfield, a man's driving a silver Volvo on the sidewalk.
You know what I mean? Yep.
A white man in a green shirt is spitting on the door people at Rebel Bar.
Yeah. That's a wild day, parade day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's one at 3:48 p.m. Man down in the alley behind Cubby Bear. The Cubby Bear's a bar that says officer cancels ambulance because the man is one of our regular homeless gentlemen. So yeah, he gets no love on St. Patrick's Day. Poor guy, you know. Yeah. There's all kinds of funny stuff in here. So if you get a chance to check it out, I'm sure there'll be a new one.
Yeah.
On Sunday, you'll be able to read it.
It gets better.
And actually,
every year.
You know, it's also a funny thing to read. If you think, go Google Chicago police blogs,
mm-hmm.
and there's a bunch of coppers that you get to read their blog of how they reacted to to all the incidents on St. Patrick's Day. It's quite amusing. So check that out. Google it.
Now, another thing, I don't think we're going to get to our second round here of trivia.
Yes, we are. Let's do it.
You want to do a quick one?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, so here we are from round two. I'm going to go heads up versus Patty.
Is this going to be a one-on-one? Brother versus brother. Hooli versus Hooli.
We're going to do one of three. We'll do three questions. First of three wins.
All right. First of 3 points?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Points. Ready?
All right. Best out of three.
Here we go. I'm going to give you three actors. You give me the movie.
Okay.
All right. Let's go Jeremy Irons.
Oh, I'm done already.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep.
And Bruce Willis.
Die Hard. Three?
Full title. Give me the full title. Die Hard what?
Oh, man. Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Die Hard Harder.
No. Die Hard with a Vengeance. I'm going to give it
to
Bill.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I'm going to
I'll take it.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to Bill. All right, here we go.
I forgot Jeremy Irons was Die Hard. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, Simon Says. All right, here we go. Edward Norton, Emma Stone, Michael Keaton.
Birdman. What is Birdman? Oh, I beat you on the buzzer.
You beat him on the buzzer. Give that to Bill.
Thank you very much.
Well,
that's two. All right. I'll give you one more.
Here we go. Final.
Give you one more. Booby Price.
All right.
All right. This one's worth 1,000,000 points. Michael J. Fox, Crispin Glover, Patty.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
There you go.
Robert Zemeckis, the Chicago guy. Great.
Yeah,
guy.
Robert Zemeckis.
All right. So, Maui, when can we find the trivia? When's the game going on next?
The next one should be the weekend of the 24th. I think Friday the 24th of April
mm-hmm.
At Friendly
Tap in Berwyn.
Tap in Berwyn. on Roosevelt. And then we have one coming up at Chalk too. I have to double check those. You can confirm those on Facebook. Okay. Quiz Quest and the Trivia Nights.
Quiz right. Quest and the Trivia Nights on
Quiz
Facebook.
Quiz Quest and the Trivia Nights on Facebook. Maui Jones, thank you for being our St. Patrick's Day weekend guest.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you, Goldies. Man. That's going to wrap up our show. I want to thank everybody again. Bill, I want to thank you. I want to thank Bill Wooten, our engineer. I want to thank Una Casey, Mike Sullivan, and the lovely people who joined us live at Goldies. We are here every Thursday. You can find out more about our show, The Hoolies Hoolie, at freecrack.com, www.freecraic, Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture.com. Check it out.
Wow, that was good.
We're sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. And
that's right. You know, before we get out of here, we also want to mention that, you know, we're going to be throwing it. We want to tell all, check out the Hoolies Hoolie, the movie Hoolie, that's going to be at the Gene Siskel Film Center.
We're calling for submissions.
We're calling for film submissions for any films that are Irish American or Irish related. It will be a film festival in September that we'll be putting on through Hibernian Transmedia. And yep. It'll be called the
Irish American Movie Hoolie. So yes, check that out on freecrack.com.
Yeah.
Bill, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you.
Happy absolutely. Birthday.
Same to you. Happy birthday.
And thank you again. And I'm going to close it out with a little bit of Dropkick Murphys. Good night and good luck.